David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 211, introducing Simon Mac. We've just been to the bank. This is the first Canadian bank that I've ever been in, and so I don't know if this is common in Canada. Upon entering this place, we were handed a free cupcake. Then we were brought to a desk with a big wheel at the centre of it, which we were told to spin. Michael spun it and won $10. Sean spun it and won $10. I spun it and also won $10. We'd only been in this bank for a minute, and already we were $30 and three cupcakes richer. What would happen next? Would we get the option to simply pay our money in, or take a gamble? If it lands on red, then we get our money doubled. But if it lands on black, then we lose it all. The bank also had a drive-thru. We stayed in another youth hostel last night. The beds all had name tags on them, with the names of the people who were staying in the hostel. I'd been chosen to be the person to sleep underneath Simon Mac. Yeah, I bet you're jealous about that, aren't you? Sleeping under Simon Mac was a lot less fart-filled and painful than the drunk and well-built French vegetarian that I lay underneath at the hostel in England, see Dollop 205. Simon was on the thin side, and I mean this in a literal sense of the word thin, not the confusing Canadian country singer's definition of the word thin, see yesterday's Dollop. And so, when he got into bed, he nimbly sprung into it, without a single groan or fart. Comparatively speaking, it was a pleasure to be lying underneath Simon Mac. Again, this is just comparatively speaking. If I had a choice to not lie under any men, then obviously, of course, I would have taken that choice. But, given that I had to lie underneath someone, Simon Mac was a good man to be lying underneath. Oh dear. I thought that I was alone in this room. Sean has gone for a walk. Michael has gone for a helicopter ride. And I thought that I heard Simon leave early. The room was very quiet, so I just assumed I was by myself. So I didn't bother putting my headphones on, so that everything I've been typing has been read out loudly by my screen reader. And then I heard a movement above me. Simon Mac hurriedly got out of bed, put his clothes on, and very quickly left the room. I suppose you could say that he left in a bit of a Mac flurry. I think that might be the contender for the worst joke of the entire Dollop series so far. But if you can think of another one that you think's worse, then feel free to leave a comment, put in your suggestions. It's pretty likely that he's just heard everything that I've written about him. I imagine it'd be rather harrowing to wake up and hear your name repeatedly spoken by a robotic voice, saying about how much of a pleasure it was to lie underneath you. We all went out last night, and after a few drinks decided that it would be a fun idea to welcome Simon Mac to our dormitory by playing the 90s pop song by Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac, when he entered the room. When we got back to the hostel, Simon Mac still hadn't returned to the room. We sat up talking for an hour or so, my finger poised over the button, ready to play the chorus of the song at the moment that he arrived. Return of the Mac, it is. Return of the Mac, come on. Return of the Mac, oh my God, here I am. That's how the song goes. Return of the Mac, it is. Return of the Mac, come on. Return of the Mac, oh my God. Here I am. We could play the song and then sing along, and he would laugh, and we would laugh, and we would chat and joke until the early hours of the morning, thanks to our perfect icebreaker. You might even join in with the song, singing the Here I Am bit himself. Wouldn't that be brilliant? But then, as time ticked on, we got more and more tired, and the effects of the alcohol began to wear off, and the idea seemed a lot less fun than it had before. We began to talk ourselves out of it. He might find it rather intimidating and weird to enter a room and then be immediately greeted by three strangers singing Return of the Mac to him. So we turned off the light and went to sleep instead. It was another couple of hours before Simon Mac entered the room and lightly sprung into his bed. And so it's a good job that we didn't wait up for him. I intend to try and catch up on the week's audio dollops today. That's what I've been doing. I've been sitting in this room for about an hour or so. Catching up. I could have been in a hot tub, but I'm here instead in this room talking to you. And I also think that tomorrow's dollop will be an audio-only dollop. So far on this trip, we've audio dolloped from a hot tub and a jet ski. Tomorrow will be another audio dollop first. Join me tomorrow to find out where and what I'm dolloping from.